You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome. Time for Amanda Hall Psychic with Amanda Hall. Live from AmandaHallPsychic.com.au. Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, Facebook.com/Psychic Radio.
Or one of our websites,
AskOneRadio.com or Moonstruck.tv. This is Amanda Hall Psychic on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome to A1R Psychic Radio here on Moonstruck TV with Amanda Hall Psychic, all the way from the Gold Coast. What an interesting week it's been around the world. I'd love to say that the war in the Middle East is concluded, but, you know, we've got our fingers crossed and all our toes and everything else that something's going to be a breakthrough there. But on a more positive note, you know, in the USA, you've got some very regal visitors at the moment. You've got the King and Queen of England, and they're taking high tea and, you know, giving speeches, and, you know, and it's a really positive time. It's nice to see that people from across other sides of the world can actually get together and sit down and have a chat and sort of, you know, talk about things in a lighthearted way, that not everything's got to be sort of so serious. Yes, there's a serious note to it, of course, but it's nice to see people sort of on a very friendly sort of gesture getting together and sharing a cup of tea. What a nice thing that is. So, you know, it's, you know, the world is changing. There's lots of things happening, and there's lots of things happening, particularly every week. We seem to be talking about different weather events around the world that they seem to be coming more frequent. And, you know, I don't want to get on my soapbox, but I do think that we could all take a little bit more responsibility for that and sort of look at the things that we're throwing out and sort of be a little bit more conscious of what we're buying and the packaging that it's in, that we're not creating so much waste. And maybe hopefully some small part of that is going to, you know, contribute to the global warming situation. And maybe we can tone some of these weather events down. Anyway, the Simply Tarot card of the week this week is the Seven of Pentacles. Now, it's a really obscure sort of card, because a lot of times when I was teaching tarot, people would sort of say to me, well, how come there can be so many different meanings, or which particular meaning does this mean? It is the card of work frustrations. Now, most of us think, when we think of work frustrations, we think of our job, the job that pays the bills. But work frustrations can be work frustrations in any area of your life. It can mean hard work needing to be done, either at work or a situation in your life. So when this card comes out, if you're not working or work is not part of your daily routine, this can mean that you've got hard work to be done on a situation in your life. Most of the time I found that this came out in a reading, it was more that we had to put in some extra effort in something to do with our day-to-day lives. It very rarely sort of really meant work at work, that, you know, we had to put in some extra work in our day job. It was usually more that there was hard work to be done on a situation in life. Roll up your sleeves and let's get ready and let's get stuck into it. Now, hard work doesn't always have to be a negative. It can be a positive thing too. You could be working around the house, you know, painting a wall or something like that, which is hard work. But the rewards are amazing when you stand back and you look at the job well done and how different the room looks because you put a coat of paint on it and you sort of feel everything's fresh and bright with the world. So don't look at this card as a negative. Look at it as a positive, that we have an opportunity to move things along in our lives and make our lives better. That's the way I like to look at it. I always like to try and find a positive out of something, even though there's situations or issues that we've got to do in our lives that may not be necessarily easy. We can focus on sort of saying, well, what is the end result out of this, and be comfortable and satisfied that we're working towards a goal that's going to improve our lives. And that's what I like to look at this card as, is working towards a goal and improving your lives. Okay, astrologically, it's a big week. I say that every week, but it is a major week this week, and I'll get to that in a minute. But happy birthday to all the Tauruses. It's a really magical time of the year where we're all sort of being asked, no matter what your star sign, to just slow down a little bit, stop and smell the roses, smell the coffee, just take a couple of breaths, just to chill a little bit and regroup and get ourselves ready for the remaining part of the year. It's a time to look at our personal finances, the things that are important to us, you know, look at our diet, our health, our hygiene, what sort of meals are we putting on the table. But most importantly, I think it's take care of yourself. it's like, be true to yourself, sort of look after yourself, sort of look after your monetary situation as well, because that sort of always rolls over into how that we take care of ourselves, whether we've got enough money to eat properly and pay all the bills and have less stress in our lives. But it's also a time of sort of, if you can, treat yourself to some little something extra in this week, if you possibly can, even if it's something that's not very expensive, but it's something that you sort of buy something and give yourself a little treat and say to yourself, you deserve this. This, you've worked hard. This is your little reward for, you know, doing whatever it may be in your life. And it's sort of, it's always a boost to the soul when we can do that. So again, happy birthday to all the Tauruses. It's your special time of the year. It's your time to shine. It's your time to take yourself out and treat yourself with something else as well. And, you know, make sure that you enjoy this period, because, you know, you really don't get enough recognition usually throughout the year, usually very hard working and trying to keep everything together. It's your time to just sort of relax and bask in the sunshine and the glory for a little bit. So the big news is that Uranus has finally moved out of Taurus. It's been there for over 7 years. It's now moved into Gemini only in a matter of the last couple of days. So it is exciting news. Now, Uranus is going to be here for well in excess of 7 years. So we've got a long time to talk about Uranus sitting in Gemini. What does this mean? Now, Uranus is the planet of the unusual, the unexpected. It's like the bolt of lightning. It comes out of nowhere. It likes to clear the pathway. It's not always gentle in the way that it does it, because he sort of sees, I always call him a he always sees it as that, well, you know, I've given you enough opportunity. You didn't get out of the road. You didn't make a change. You didn't do whatever. So I'm going to come in and I'm going to clear the decks. I'm going to make changes in your life that are long overdue. Now, I talk a lot about when a planet is first entering a sign and when a planet is about to depart the sign, that sometimes it feels as if it's almost at its peak, as if it's at its strongest. And yes, it can be seen that way. But it's also the fact that because it's just changed energies, Uranus has got a new lease on life. So he's got some new playmates to play with. So he's very excited and wants to get in there and hit the ground running and sort of be like that bolt of lightning and strike, 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 strike. So he's going to seem like he's sort of going a little bit out of control here for a little while he sort of makes his mark or makes an impression of entering into Gemini. Now, Gemini is the planet, Gemini is an energy where we sort of think of sort of local issues. We think of things about being excited, sort of getting out there, having conversations, being a little bit like a social butterfly, flitting from one situation to another as we have a conversation with this person and that person, and really get involved in our own local environment. So yes, Uranus in Gemini is obviously going to affect Geminis. It's going to affect Librans, Aquarians, and the opposite sign of Sagittarius the most. It is going to flow over to the other eight signs, but I'm going to say to you, expect the unexpected, expect things to come out of nowhere, like the bolt of lightning. They may not start out to be for what you consider to be for your own good, but will end up putting you on the right path. It can mean that there can be sudden changes in jobs, real estate, cars, people, situations, anything that you could think of that could change very suddenly can be directly attributed to Uranus. Now, if you work with the energy and you're not uncomfortable with it, it can bring great rewards too. I'm really quite excited about it because I feel it's sort of going to shake up a lot of energy around the world. We're going to have different perspectives on things. And people are going to start sort of looking at things maybe through a different set of eyes. And just hopefully that will spill over into the environment where we're going to start to find some innovative new ways of maybe cutting emissions and sort of maybe trying to sort of give Mother Nature a bit of a helping hand and get these global weather events a little bit more under control, because we're going to find some different solutions that may cut pollution and things like that, that I truly believe are contributing to it. And also on another positive, that maybe we're going to get some breakthrough communication in, you know, between world leaders and, you know, in the trouble spots in the world, that maybe people are going to start to look at things through a different lens and say, hang on a minute, this is really silly that we're all fighting amongst ourselves and we're doing ourselves a disservice. You know, maybe we can find a solution here that can work for everybody. That, you know, no one person is always right and no one person is always wrong. Bit of a balance. Venus, the planet of love and affection in Gemini. So, yes, this is going to be again affecting the air signs, which is Gemini, Aquarius, Libra and the opposite sign of Sagittarius, but it's flowing over to the other remaining signs. So if you're looking for love, if you're looking to sort of maybe have someone new come into your life and you've been a little bit feeling a little bit stale lately, that nothing sort of seems to be working, this is your opportunity to step out of your comfort zone, maybe go to some new venues, take up a new hobby, take up a new sport, do something different, shake things up, get out into your local environment more, become involved in some, you know, local community events, you know, get involved with the homeless shelter or something along those lines, something that's different, shaking you up, shaking you out of your comfort zone. And this way you're going to meet some different people instead of meeting the same people in the same environments and the same places all the time. This gives you an opportunity to broaden your horizons and hopefully then that you can attract love. And, you know, quite often with Venus sitting in Gemini, it's in our local environment. It's not necessarily about long distance or dating apps or things like that and dating somebody across the world that we never get the chance to meet, but we think we're madly in love with them. You know, it's about taking things back to basics, back to your local environment. Go for a walk in the park. Take up a new hobby. Walk the dog, do something different, and there's the chances of you meeting somebody special. Now, the other news is that Jupiter is now finally gone direct, has been for a couple of weeks now, in Cancer. It's been a long time that Jupiter was retrograde, and I know it really affected a lot of Cancers around the world. They have lots of Cancerian clients, where they did seem to be able to make any traction. Now, look, they get a lot of bad press, Cancers, that, you know, they're always retracting in their shell and they're not very strong. Well, none of that's really true. Yes, they do like to retract into their shell occasionally, but, you know, you've got to remember they're a crab. They take their home with them. So, you know, whether they seem to be going forwards, backwards or sideways, they're still making progress. And to the rest of us mere mortals, we don't seem to understand that they have a master plan. They know exactly where they're going and what they're doing, and they're more strong and more together and have more direction than we tend to give them credit for. So with Jupiter here, now going direct, it's their opportunity to shine. There may be opportunities coming their way that they thought may have been closed off to them or wouldn't have been able to come forward for them. And now's the time for them to get out there and be a bit bold and sort of make things happen that they really want to happen in their lives, because it's their time to shine before Jupiter sort of progresses and moves out of their sign and moves into the next sign. So if you're a Cancer, get your hat on. Here's your hat. What's your hurry? Let's get things moving. You've got an opportunity now to show the world what you're made of, and that's a really good thing. So it's interesting now that I'm going to talk about Pluto. Pluto's moved into Aquarius, been there for a bit over 12 months now, going to be there for a very, very long time. So I don't tend to talk about Pluto and Aquarius very often, because it would become monotonous week after week talking about the same planet. But I'm going to talk about Pluto today because he's just now come out of his retrograde phase and is now stationary, nearly ready to move forward. Now, why is this important? Pluto is the planet of transformation, the opportunity where maybe we can make things very, very different in our lives to what we have had. And Pluto is asking us, because he's sitting in Aquarius, asking everybody to think outside the square. Now, this doesn't matter what your star sign is. Pluto is trying to transform everything. Yes, it's affecting the air signs more so, which is Aquarius, Gemini, Libra, and the opposite sign of Leo. But let's just hope with Pluto becoming stationary and ready to go direct, maybe, just maybe, we'll get some breakthroughs in world events, and particularly in the Middle East, where maybe communication might become a little bit clearer and a little bit less angry, where people are starting to look outside their own personal needs or their own version of looking at things and thinking outside the square and looking for different solutions and different ways that maybe we can all move forward collectively as a group. Wouldn't that be lovely? So let's just hope with Pluto now going direct that we're going to see some positive movement in some of those trouble spots around the world and communication, no matter what level it is, on what level of government, but maybe we're going to start to get some answers. We're going to start to get some direction, because the world has seen to be a little bit chaotic at the moment. You know, things that were predictable or things that we knew, and it doesn't matter which country you live in, are now all of a sudden being shaken up, and we're being asked to think differently or look at things in a different way. And for a lot of people, that's very uncomfortable. You know, they may not be happy with the status quo, but they know it, they understand it, they mightn't like it, but it's more comfortable to sit in that than to have somebody come along and tip everything upside down and shake it up and say, well, what do we do next? We feel really uncomfortable like that. As human beings, we might like like to complain about things and wish things would change. But when change comes about, we don't particularly like it unless we instigate it. Nine times out of 10, we personally haven't instigated it. Somebody else has done that. And then we start to feel very uncomfortable and sometimes threatened or intimidated because somebody else has got the control, and we don't particularly like that. So I'm going to wrap up the astrology with sort of saying Neptune is still conjunct Saturn in Aries, and it's still sort of, you know, asking you to sort of think outside the square a little bit, but also be aware that some of the creativity that might be sitting around you, and again, I'm going to say it doesn't really matter what your star sign is. Yes, it's predominantly affecting Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, and the opposite sign of Libra, but it is washing over all the other signs. So Neptune's leading the charge here. He's asking us to be creative. He's asking us to sort of be a little bit selfish here and put ourselves in the me first category. No matter what your star sign is, that then that motivates you. It gets you up off the couch. It gets you out the door. It gets you thinking. And then we can bring in the discipline of Saturn, sort of saying, okay, now I can stabilize things. Now that you've given me an opening, you're showing me what's in your head, what's in your heart, what you're hoping to achieve. Now I can bring the platform in and put a solid foundation underneath you. We can sort of look and create a structure together. So we've got creativity and structure working together, and it's got to be sort of you leading the charge, and then we can start to bring in other people. And finally, we've still got Mars sitting in Aries, so it's a time where it is a time of action. So no matter what your star sign is, don't waste this energy. It's a time to get up off the couch, get out the door, start to make your dreams a reality. We're going to talk with Shirley in Spring Hill in Florida. Are you there, Shirley?
Yes, I'm here.
Do you have a question I can answer for you, please, Shirley?
I'm just concerned about my house, how it's going to be.
Okay. Technically, we're not supposed to discuss health in different parts of the world because we're not doctors and practitioners, but I can tell you on an energetic level, there seems to feel like a blockage there to me, Shirley. It's sort of like, have you been working on things to try and improve your health in this last 6 to 12 months, and you sort of feel now like as if you've reached a plateau,
yes,
as if you aren't progressing as
I've
like them to
on
be?
It. Yep.
Yeah, but it's sort of almost,
yes,
I feel almost stuck now, as if I don't know what to do next.
Right. Well, everything
is that how
seems to be okay right now.
Yeah, but you know, but I'm looking for sort of like the next layer. I'm looking for the next opening. And that doesn't seem to be materializing just yet. Not that that's a bad thing. If you're comfortable with where your health is sitting at the moment, that's great. But I'm going to suggest to you that, you know, you haven't quite completed everything yet. There's still some more to come, but I don't think it's necessarily do we need to force it or look for it at the moment. The answers will come as they're meant to. But the changes that you've already made are the right changes because we're seeing the results that you were hoping for, and that's a good thing. They keep showing me as if there's some sort of, I'm going to put this, there's something that you're doing that is aggravating things. Now, I'm not sure whether that's a physical thing. I would have gone more with you need to pay a little bit more attention to what you're actually putting in your mouth. Mm. And I'm not talking about diet as in diet to sort of lose weight or anything, but just be aware of how you feel after you eat certain foods. You know, most of us eat a sort of a very similar diet from one week to the next. You know, we sort of tend to shop and eat the same sort of things. But then occasionally we might bring something else in or something we only have every now and then. That's the sort of thing I want you to take notice of, how your body feels an hour, 2 hours, the next day after eating something that isn't regular to you. And I feel then you'll find then that there's certain things that have triggered things in the past that you weren't aware of because of that reason. You know, you don't think of it. You know, I don't often say have peaches, for argument's sake. And when I do, you know, I really enjoy them, but then the next couple of days I feel really tired. But you don't sort of necessarily associate that with that because it's a seasonal sort of thing. It's not something we have every week. So, you know, I just want you to be a little bit more aware of that. I'm not saying you've got to cut things completely out of your lifestyle, but, you know, if you know that that's the reaction that you get, then you plan for that. You know what I mean? You sort of, you don't, you know, have high energy days that you need after eating something like that, that, you know, doesn't necessarily agree with your system. But, you know, like I sort of feel with you, it wasn't what I'd call really serious health conditions. It was more about balance the energy. That was, I felt, more your issue.
Oh, the energy? Okay.
Yeah, to me it was sort of like the energy went up, it went down. It, you know, there was no consistency there. Like you couldn't plan too far ahead because you didn't know how you were going to feel on that particular day. That seems to be sort of stabilizing itself a lot more now too. Would it be fair to say that you're managing stress in your life better than what you were?
Yes, I am.
I feel that's been a conscious thing, though, that, you know, you've tried to sort of minimise it the best that you can, but you're trying to look at things in a different sort of way, not allowing yourself to get so stressed out about things that you have no control over. You're sort of, oh, well, let's can't do much about that. I've just got to go with it. And that's also helping, too, with your energy levels. It's sort of, it's not just one thing or one area that's made the huge difference. It's been collectively everything together has brought the result. So they keep showing me a question mark around where you're living. Are you questioning whether you're going to stay there? Is that why I'm picking that up?
Well, I'm not real happy where I live.
Mm-hmm.
Questioning it, yeah, not making any plans or anything.
No, but they just showed me question marks around the home, and it was sort of like, you know, I know I'm going to have to address this, but I'm not ready to just yet. But the questioning was still there.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, and that's okay. We don't
question it, yes.
Yeah, we don't need to make a decision this year or put it on a time scale. It's just be aware of that. That to me shows me that you're precisely where you need to be, you know, that you've done everything right as far as trying to balance your health. You're aware of the things that you can't change. You're aware that you're not particularly happy where you're living, but it's not urgent yet. It's not a time that I've got to sit down and make a decision what to do next. The answers will come over time, Shirley. So, you know, That's a good balance to me, that you're aware of it, you're not letting it stress you out, but you also know, well, you know, I'd be open to suggestions. If something came up, I'd look at it, but it's not urgent yet, and that's good. You know, I think you're precisely where you're meant to be. So I hope that's been of help, Shirley.
Okay, well, that's good. Thank you.
You're very welcome. We're going to talk with Brittany now in Greenville in Michigan. Are you there, Brittany?
I am.
Do you have a question I can answer for you, please, Brittany?
I was wondering if you could do a general read. If not, I can give you a specific.
It's easier for me if you've got a particular question, because we've got such a limited time that I want to make sure that, okay, you know, I've helped the best I can.
Let's say, how about around my relationship?
Okay. So can you give me the person's first initial, please?
J.
Okay. Really, really interesting, because what I'm picking up around the relationship, I'm not going to say that there's an ending coming, but what I'm saying is that there's been some changes or some adjustments there. And it's like Jay sort of feels as if they've done more of the work than you. And I'm not necessarily going to agree with that. It's just their perception of the situation, that they've had to do more work or make more changes or make more allowances than you have. I think it's been a pretty much a 50-50 split. Would it be fair to say that you're becoming the stronger one of the two in the relationship?
As far as the relationship, yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and look, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I'm just saying, you know, be aware of that. I don't think that it's ever going to be what I'd term as a 50-50 split. I think it's always going to be you're going to need to be the leader. You're going to need to be the one that suggests things or bring things up or sort of follows through. It's not that Jay's lazy. It's just that's who they are. You know, like you're happy to take the lead, and that's not a bad thing. Has there been a discussion about this becoming more serious?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Because that to me is the next thing that's going to come up. It's sort of like once we get to the middle part of this year, which we're not far off, it's sort of like that starts to sort of build momentum. All I can suggest to you is just follow your heart. You know, it's not for me to say whether this is right, wrong or indifferent. That's up to you to make that sort of decision. But as long as you're aware that you're going to need to be the stronger one of the two in the relationship, you're going to need to be the leader, you're going to need to be the one that instigates things, then that's fine. You know, they'll give you their opinion, but they won't necessarily be the one to make suggestions. And as long as you're comfortable with that, I don't see any reason why this relationship shouldn't progress and sort of, you know, become more serious. But if for some reason that that's not what you want, then you've got a big decision to make. And it's, and as I said, it's not for me to make that, but I just sort of feel, I don't feel uncomfortable with the relationship. That was the only thing that jumped out at me that sort of, you know, that could be a bit of an issue. But, you know, you're already aware of that, so that's good. There's a new job coming. Have you been looking for a new job?
No, I currently I own a restaurant and I've been ill, so I haven't been there. Yeah. And I've had some struggles with decision making on that, whether I get rid of the restaurant or I try to keep getting healthier to get myself back there.
I actually feel you're going to make a decision about moving it on. I think it's time for a change, and it's not just purely because of your health. I think there's other layers to this too that you need to consider. You know, I mean, obviously your health's got to get better. You've got to focus on that. Yes, I agree with that. But I don't think that's totally the reason for the decision at why you're going to make the decision about is it time to go out of the business or sell the business and embark on a new direction. And that's what I'm seeing. And it's sort of, it's not a decision that's got to be made today. It's something I think that you can think about, but I feel that it's time for change. And by doing that, it will help your health, but it's not the major cause of your health issues either. It's sort of like I want to separate those. They're two separate sort of issues, even though they overlap. You know, the business didn't cause you to get sick. It's just, you know, it's your body's way of saying there's got to be changes, you know, and it's just unfortunate that, you know, you can't go into work as you used to do and haven't got the hands on that. And, you know, and I think something is, in a strange sort of way, Brittany, the passion's gone a little bit too. And that's not just because you've been unwell. I think it's your soul's way of showing you that it's time for a new adventure.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, that you've been, you've done, you've proved.
I finally started thinking about maybe selling recently. So,
yeah, exactly. That's what I mean. And there's no urgency that it's got to be done today.
Something more something more relaxing for me.
Yeah, and something that sort of gives you some time back to yourself too. I sort of felt the restaurant took too much of your time, too much of your soul.
Yeah.
Yeah, and by August, you'll know exactly where to go and what to do, and you may have even sold it by then, but August was the real turning point. So I hope that's helped you, Brittany. That's where we've got to leave it. We've come to the end of the show. It's always interesting as people are going through changes in their lives and big decisions, and, you know, health does play a major role in that because, you know, if we don't have our health, we don't have the energy and the tenacity and the drive to sort of bring about change or put the extra energy into something that's really important to us. And I think, you know, we all need to take a leaf out of Brittany's book and sort of start to look at our health and start to sort of put ourselves first. And it's really important that we do that. You know, the older I get, the more I realize now that, you know, the things that we do in our younger days when we're wild and young and silly and think we can manage on loads of coffee and no sleep, and it does catch up on you. And, you know, it's, you know, and I suppose that's part of, you know, being young and youthful, and then, you know, as we mature, we hopefully get a little bit more wisdom and look after ourselves a little bit better. Anyway, this week I want to leave you with a song that's a very old song, but a very, very beautiful song, and this is again going to show my age. Because I like all different types of music, and I go with something that sort of jumps out at me or something that speaks to me. And this week, the song I'm going to leave you with is Going In With My Eyes Open by David Soul. Now, for most of you, you probably won't remember who David Soul is, but David Soul was that beautiful blonde-headed hunk out of Starsky and Hutch. And, you know, he had a beautiful voice, and he was a very soulful sort of singer. And he was, you know, Ken Hutch. And I must admit, I've been actually catching up, binge watching Starsky and Hutch this last week. I bought the collection on DVD. It was one of my favourite shows many, many, many years ago. And it's just, And he had another wonderful hit that my producers just reminded me in the US is Don't Give Up On Us, Baby. And that was a big hit here too in Australia. I mean, I don't think he ever really got the accolades he deserved for the beautiful voice that he had. But, you know, they were certainly full of energy, Starsky and Hutch. And, you know, it's a good series. If you get a chance to catch up on it, it's action-packed and it's still got the momentum it had all those years ago, 40 years ago. So until next week, bye for now.